I think one of the points about this book is it's a book that I hope stands for a certain kind of academic integrity. I like to see myself as a student of consumption. It's what I've worked on for a very long period of time. And I would love to have come up with a conclusion which said that the issue that we need to deal with is precisely ethical consumption and the changing of consumption. But actually, this book is full of arguments I never wanted to have and stances I never wanted to have, because I carry out fieldwork, and that fieldwork often doesn't produce the results that I hope for. One of the points that comes out of that is, although I wanted to draw conclusions around ethical consumption, as I've engaged in this work, I've realised I can't. The world is itself intractable. It doesn't kind of lead in the direction I would have hoped. And actually, the conclusion of this book is that consumption is largely about very different things. It's not probably the way to go in dealing with the core issues of climate change. And so, to some extent, I've got to say, I was wrong. And the things I have expertise on are not necessarily the things that are going to immediately be of help in actually dealing with something that is a very pressing issue, which is why actually the arguments in the last chapter go much more to do with things like regulation, issues of production, issues of fairness, which will have consequences for consumers, but are not actually, as I originally hoped they would be, so much the consequences of consumer choice. And I think that it's become rare, perhaps, for people to write books that they don't agree with. But this is precisely such a book. It doesn't say the things I set out to say. It simply tries to stick with the evidence of the research I've been engaged in, what consumption actually is. As I say, I'm not trying to project onto it what I want it to be. I'm trying to accept what I find. And that has very important consequences, because it means that the ways that we have been thinking about how to deal with climate change simply may be wrong. They're not going to work. And as I say, you know, the great sort of tendency today is to focus either on new forms of market, like carbon markets, or talk about things like green consumption. And actually, I think neither of those are going to be effective in dealing with climate change. Maybe I'm just kind of the right person to say so, at least with regard to consumption, because I'm exactly the person you would have thought would be taking the opposite stance, trying to, you know, work very heavily. And that's what I started doing in my earlier writings. It was all about, you know, ethical consumption and how we could change and what we could do to save the planet. I now think that was wrong. And this book explains why.